Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for being our healer. And indeed, you are capable of healing us, mind, body, and spirit. You can heal us as a people and make us into one body. So we confess that we have struggled to have faith. But we thank you that by your Spirit you give us faith. So help us to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So when I grew up by Oak Creek. Oak Creek in Sedona, Arizona, and we liked to go fishing. We would get our old fishing poles and we would make them work with whatever we could find in terms of an old hook and weights. And of course, the one thing you gotta have to catch fish is bait. And so we tried digging up worms. We tried using, you know, product from the store, the pink stuff or what have you. And then finally, one of our neighbor by the name of Lee was a retired farmer from Oklahoma. So you want to talk about being the salt of the earth? That was Lee. He would tell you exactly what was on his mind, and most of the time it was some pretty good, hard-won wisdom. And so when we were getting ready to go down to the creek to go fishing, Lee came up to us and he said, "I'll tell you what you need to catch them fish. Grasshoppers." And so Lee went about teaching us the proper way to catch grasshoppers and to use them to catch the big fish, the big ones that were down at the bottom of the creek with their you know, carp-type mouths, and they were just waiting for the big grasshopper to fall. The trick was, with using grasshopper as fishing bait, is first thing you had to do was catch them, which is a lot of fun when you're a kid. That in itself takes time. But once you catch the grasshoppers, they have a tendency of hopping. And you lose them. Even if you can get one inside of a jar with a lid on it, as soon as that lid comes off, they're all jumping out. Good luck. And so what Lee taught us to do, and just bear with me on this, this was a different time, you would actually take the legs off of the grasshopper. And he told us it didn't hurt them, so I don't know. But it's actually interesting. If you squeeze the leg and you do what Lee taught, they just did kind of fall off, and the They didn't bleed or anything. And then the grasshoppers, they would just walk. There was no more flying. There was no more jumping. So when you took the lid off your jar, you know, they would just kind of crawl around, and they were easy to handle. And indeed, they worked very well for fishing. In our reading this morning from Isaiah, it says that God, have you not heard? Have you not seen? Do you not know that God is the one who sits on high above the earth, and all of the creatures of the earth are like what? Grasshoppers. That is what we are compared to by Isaiah the prophet in our reading this morning. We are like grasshoppers. Now, the thing with grasshoppers is they make an appearance in the Bible, right? And it's usually not very positive. When you think about a swarm of grasshoppers, when there's lots and lots of them, when there's an abundance of grass and food and they multiply and they grow, there can be so many that they turn into a swarm and they get kind of aggressive, and then they're no longer grasshoppers, but what do they become? Locusts. A plague of locusts. And I think my neighbor Lee probably experienced plagues of locusts coming through Oklahoma, as they have a tendency to do in all parts of the world. There can be so many we read about that they darken the sky. The problem with grasshoppers and locusts is that when there's an abundance, they multiply and grow, but they eat everything in their path, and then they turn into plague, where they go looking for wherever they can find food until eventually the food runs out and the locusts die, and that's the end of the plague. And so Isaiah compares us to grasshoppers this morning. It's a very humbling comparison, especially when you think about, by the end of the reading, the same reading from Isaiah, he says, those who wait upon the Lord will rise up like eagles. And so there's a choice that's given to us this morning, whether we want to be more like grasshoppers, which are cool, they can jump, they can fly for a little bit, or the other option is to be like an eagle. So the question is, how do we be? I would prefer to be more like an eagle. I don't know about you. So what's the difference between being like a grasshopper and being like an eagle? Well, the reason why we're like grasshoppers at times is because we have a tendency to think of ourselves as individuals, as individual living entities, rather than as a body, rather than as being part of a larger living organism like the body of Christ. And when we think of ourselves only in terms of being an individual and the things that we need, that's when we act more like grasshoppers. We just consume whatever it is that we need, we get what we want, and if that's how everyone does, then that's kind of why Isaiah says we're like grasshoppers. If we think for a moment about the challenges that face us as a people, when you think about our current main challenge in terms of health, we think about the COVID pandemic. Now, if a person contracts a virus, we're all pretty much aware of what happens, right? That you're exposed to some of the virus, mostly by breathing in air, we know, which is why it's dangerous to be indoors with groups of people, because it's mostly airborne. And so when you contract that, the virus goes about trying to infect individual cells. And it doesn't need to infect all the cells. All it has to do is infect enough of them. And you, as a person, if you're in that situation, you're in trouble. only a certain amount of the cells need to be infected, and the whole body suffers. It's not as if the cells in our body, each microscopic cell is like a living organism. Now, if some of the cells in our body say, well, it's the cells in the lungs that are infected, it doesn't really bother me. And if we try to go out and run when you have a fever, your legs might be fine. But we know that that would be a terrible idea. The doctors tell us if you have a fever, you should rest. Because we can't treat ourselves just like individuals. We have to understand that they're part of a body. They're part of a body. And so, the same thing is true for us as people. Each and every one of us together compose a part of Jesus' body. And so when some people are sick, it affects all of us, as we know, right? We've been living it this past year. The whole thing gets shut down, and everyone has to stay at home and rest and all those things that we're tired of. We're sick of, and we're tired of it. But the reason why it's the same way a person, an individual, if they are sick, even though their whole body isn't sick, they have to rest so that the body can heal. And we as a people have been told, right, by scientists and authorities that we all need to rest until we all get better. And the key is understanding that we are not just individuals, but we are a body. And when we function together as a body, as Christ's body, then we make that transformation from being individual like grasshoppers to becoming together collectively, the Spirit guiding us. We are more like an eagle. Isaiah said, those who wait upon the Lord. Notice the word wait. It's hard to wait. It is hard to wait. But that's part of what being a faithful person is. When we can wait on the Lord, when we can have faith, God gathers us together and we can rise up anew like an eagle. Right there, the words of Isaiah say this. The psalm echoes it. When we read the psalm says, God takes no pleasure
test. I think the handheld mic might be mute.
Thank you. The psalmist in Psalm 147 today says that God doesn't delight in the strength of a runner, that even a powerful horse, a thoroughbred horse that can run mightily, even that doesn't please the Lord. But those who fear the Lord, those who wait on the Lord, that is pleasing. And when we have faith and we wait on the Lord, then we have renewed strength. We rise up together like an eagle. Now, to make the connection just a little bit clear, when we think about our bodies, and our bodies are made up of individual cells, what keeps all those cells functioning in unison? It's our brain, right? It's our consciousness. Our intelligence, our consciousness, our being, our soul makes all of the cells of our body unified So that even though each of them has a purpose, a muscle cell, a brain cell, a bone cell, an eye cell capturing light, and our lungs capturing air, they work together because the cells follow the same instructions. So if we are the body of Christ, if we are cells in Christ's body, what directs us, what gives us our purpose, our role to function, is the Holy Spirit. It's the very word and mind of God that tells us what we are to do. How are we to serve God's higher purpose? And that power has the power to transform us from individual grasshoppers into a flying eagle. The power of God rising up, overcoming. Isaiah says, the young grow weary, the young grow faint. But at any age, when we put our trust in the Lord, we rise up like an eagle. A good example of this comes from the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Mark this morning. We read about how Jesus last week was in the synagogue. He was teaching. He was powerful. Exercised a demon out of a man. And as soon as that's done, is what we read this week, they go to Simon Peter's house. And when they get into Simon Peter's house, his mother-in-law is sick in bed with a fever. And what is she doing? She's doing exactly what she should be doing. She's resting. That is what it means to be a person of faith. When we are not well, we wait on the Lord to heal us in humility. She doesn't get up and say, I'm going to power through my sickness and I'm going to cook for Jesus and the disciples. No. She lays there until Jesus heals her. And then, once she is healed, she rises up like an eagle. Her strength is renewed. And she serves Jesus and the disciples, giving them strength for the next challenge that's going to face them, because the whole town is going to show up and they want to hear the word of God and they want that same healing. God's healing doesn't just heal us as individuals. God's healing brings us together as God's people, as the beloved community, as the body of Christ. And that is how we rise up like an eagle. Thanks be to God that right now, men and women, smart men and women with PhDs in molecular biology and virology, have worked round the clock to create vaccines. Thank you, God, for calling these people from companies like Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and perhaps others that'll come online, you know? I hope that each of us is willing to take those vaccines. I do. I hope that as your pastor. And if you're not sure, if you have questions, definitely talk to your doctor, right? Talk to your doctor and get their advice if you have some reason why you would hesitate. But as soon as my opportunity comes up, I will be getting mine. In this situation, rolling up that sleeve, and it can be scary, admittedly. People are, you know, they ask questions. That is an act of faith. Right now, today, the year 2021, to be a person of faith, to trust in God, I would argue means rolling up your sleeve, getting that vaccine. That is an act of faith. And it's an act of faith I hope that each of us is willing to take. Of course, the only caveat, if you have some medical reason, absolutely talk to your doctor first. But it's an act of humility. It's an act of saying, I can't overcome this. Even if I'm a strong person, even if I'm a healthy person, the Bible says the strong falter. A powerful horse can fall down. The youth stumble, but those who wait in their car for 2 hours in Rialto, in Hesperia, at San Antonio, at Pomona Fairplex, at Dodger Stadium, wherever, when you wait for that vaccine, you are waiting for the Lord. God can work through modern science. And I would argue that God is doing just that. You can imagine Jesus as the people are gathering in this town. They're sick. They're infected with demons. And Jesus doesn't just heal Peter and Law's mother. He goes to each one. It's like inoculating, vaccinating, getting to that herd immunity that we want. When we get there, that's when we rise up. And I believe God is calling us to do that, just that, to rise up, to have faith, and to trust. And it will be good. It will be good when that happens because we will enjoy the freedoms that we have missed so much. And not just the freedoms, not just the fun things like, you know, concerts and those, but like Simon Peter's mother-in-law. When she was healed by Jesus, when she had faith, when she laid down, when she said, I need help, when she finally received that, she was healed to serve Christ. And the same thing we will be able to do. We will be able to serve God even more joyously, with more freedom. We can care for more people. We can care for each other just like she did. Let us pray. Holy God, help us to have faith in you. Lord, transform us from individual people into your body. Transform us into your body that can fly like an eagle with strength and new life. Lord, help us to trust you. In your name we pray. Amen.